There have been not one, but two riveting stories of drama and extraordinary escape, in fact, in Castlegar this last 4 weeks. In early February, snowmobiler Blaine Penner survived an enormous avalanche, and then a few Sunday nights ago, two teens escaped a knife-wielding woman who stabbed them both after breaking into their grandmother's house. Castlegar News reporter Betsy Klein covered both escapes in great detail. She's an increasingly regular guest on Kootenay Morning, it seems. Betsy's with us today to share the tales, both of which ended up far better than they could have. Betsy, pretty incredible tales, even for a veteran reporter like yourself.
Yes, they definitely are. Not the usual week in the small town.
Both the stories are pretty frightening. One's crime-related, so let's start there. It was Sunday night, February 21st. A woman entered a Castlegar home, stabbed two teens. The woman was arrested. The two teens are thankfully recovering, but Mounties say the suspect, Sasha Margaret Prokaski, and the victims didn't even know one another, so there are lots of other circumstances to the crime. Tell us a little bit about what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say, and more of what happened.
Okay. Yeah, first I just note that none of the charges have been proven in court yet, and that there's a publication ban on any information that would identify either of the victims as their minors.
Gotcha. Important info.
So the teenagers were at one of their grandmother's house. They were expecting some friends, other friends to arrive, so they had left their door unlocked. Those friends didn't show up, and eventually the pair fell asleep on couches in the living room. And sometime later, they were awakened by a stranger rummaging in the kitchen, digging around, and eventually finding a knife.
Yeah. And? Yeah. It gets crazier,
It gets scarier from there. Yeah, there was some exchanges between the victims and the intruder, and the intruder talked about wanting to kill herself, and they tried to calm her down. That didn't succeed, so there was some more exchanges, and eventually it escalated into the intruder attacking the victims with that knife that they had found in the kitchen drawer.
Wow. You broke the story the day that it happened, but then a few days later, it was Tuesday, you reported on basically an exclusive when you spoke to one of the teen victims. How did you manage to speak in such detail to the teen?
You know, I was able to track the victim down through the way you'd suspect with a teenager, social media.
Right. Yeah, no problem.
And she was actually eager to talk to me and tell her story. She wanted to stop some false rumors that were going around town. Mm-hmm. She wanted to tell her story and sort of use it as a way to start moving on. And I connected with her and her mother over FaceTime.
Perfect. Gotcha. Yeah, so her account of the story is spooky. It's pretty heart-pounding. You just told us more of it. Is there more still after the point we just got to in the story?
Yeah, well, the whole exchange was terrifying, and the victim says that the woman was just in sort of a crazed state and was repeatedly attacking, punching, stabbing her while actually yelling, "Die, die, die."
Oh, dear. Holy smokes.
The victim ended up with 8 serious stab wounds and numerous other lacerations. She had a punctured lung, needed surgery on a leg to repair muscle and tendon damage.
My gosh. Serious stabbing. Sounds like both her and the other person she was with, same degree of injuries, because it does sound like she was quite fortunate to survive.
No, the second person involved was struck with a knife but not injured seriously and was able to flee out a back door and run to try to get some help.
Wow. Incredible. That sounds like they're both very, very lucky. So, Betsy, where does the case go from here? Next court appearance?
Next court appearance is March 17th. The accused does remain in police custody at this time, and she's facing a number of different assault charges and break and enter charges.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Castlegar News reporter Betsy Klein on two remarkable tales in Castlegar, remarkable escapes from, safe to say, you know, life-threatening situations. So on to the next story, Betsy. There's no crime here, but some harrowing wilderness adventure for sure. A very large avalanche nearly took the life of an experienced snowmobiler on February 5th in the Norns Range. It all started when Blaine Penner motored his snowmobile unsuspectingly onto a cornice. And, wow, take us from there.
Yeah, so Lane and a friend had gone up snowmobiling for the day, and he ended up in a location that he thought was a different location. So he didn't realize that when he parked his bike, or not his bike, his sled, and went out for a look over the edge, that he was walking out onto a cornice. He says he saw a crack out of the corner of his eye, felt the ground move, and instantly activated his avalanche airbag, knowing that at that point it was too late and he was going down.
Wow. Okay. And he went down.
He did. He says that bag helped keep him on top of the avalanche as he tumbled about 900 meters down the mountain.
Wow.
He says that during his fall, he pretty much just resolved that there was no way he was going to survive this. But when he finally came to a stop, he assessed himself and discovered not only had he survived, he had no injuries.
Charlie horse, I think you had said originally.
Yeah.
He had a Charlie horse.
Charlie horse, yeah. That was it.
Wow. So did you and Blaine get a chance to meet? Did he find you, or vice versa? Did you meet him face to face, or over Zoom or something?
Yeah. Well, once again, I tracked him down through social media, and then we just did a phone interview from there.
Wow. So there was a second avalanche after the first one. Is that right? When Blaine had come to a stop, did I read that there was a second one?
No,
almost a second one. He was
another one.
Right.
Yeah. And then he did something else a little unbelievable. He made the decision, rather than to wait where he was for help, he made the decision to hike back up that mountain. And it actually took him 4 hours of climbing to get back to the top of where he had
started. 4 hours. 4 hours. Wow. Holy smokes. And he climbed all the way back up and got to, that was his ride out?
He did. He climbed all the way back to the top, made it up there fine. He had a radio, so he was able to let his friend know what was going on. And one of the reasons he really wanted to share his story was because he felt really strongly that it was the proper equipment that he had that saved his life. He really credits wearing all that gear.
Mm-hmm.
And his basic message to everyone else was, buy the gear, wear your gear, and know how to use it.
Did he give you an idea how long he's been sledding for?
I believe he told me it was about 15 years.
And he's a Valley guy, or he's a Castle Guard guy, isn't he? He lives in that neck of the woods.
Yes, he lives in Robson,
right, yeah. Wow. Well, it goes to show the guy knows what he's doing. The same thing happens, often. You never know when it's going to happen, but the key is to be prepared, and it certainly sounds like Blaine Penner was. We got just a couple more minutes, Betsy. I wanted to ask you a few what else you're working on, and also wanted to ask you what the mood around town is for Castlegar folks who know that the main drag through town is going to be torn up now for the second stage of overhaul on the highway through town.
Yeah, Columbia Avenue redevelopment project. Phase two.
Yeah. It was a mess last year, right?
Yeah, it actually has started in the last couple days. Traffic is already slowing down a bit. There's sections of roadway being torn up and other things kind of in the preliminary work. People are a little worried about the traffic situation because of how slow and backed up the traffic was during phase one.
Yeah.
There's a main difference between phase one and phase two in that during a major portion of where the phase two is taking place, there are some alternate routes. So to get around the construction area. So those will be utilized on a limited basis to get traffic moving when it might otherwise be clogged up. And the city says there's some firmer traffic control plans in place to avoid those long lineups that happened last time.
Right. Okay. Well, it's you feel for the city of Castlegar folks because they're doing their best on pretty much the main artery through town. That's just the way it goes when they got to replace those 60 or 70 year old sewers and water lines. Same thing happened here in Nelson. So good luck to them and good luck to drivers. Hopefully everybody's feeling a little kinder because of the pandemic and everything, and they'll just take a log off the fire.
Yeah, hopefully.
Also, I did want to ask you about, I should get going, but maybe we'll circle back next time, what the chatter around town is about the overhaul at the mill and so many workers coming in for the shutdown from out of the area. Of course, there's a little bit of COVID concern, but maybe we'll
comment
on that before we go.
Sure. Yeah. Yesterday evening, actually, I saw the first kind of increase of traffic showing up in the parking lots of local motels and hotels. So I think that the workers are here. The shutdown is officially supposed to start March 6th. And there was quite a bit of talk and worry over whether these outside workers coming in, you know, would potentially increase the risk of COVID in the city. So there's definitely some caution. The mill has released their plan of how they plan to keep everybody safe. And
right, yeah.
I guess in the coming weeks, we'll find out if it worked or not.
I'm sure, no doubt, the workers are being welcomed with open arms, and I'm sure protocols being being followed. Betsy, always great to talk to you. Honestly, just from whatever one old washed-up journalist to a real pro, great work on both those stories. Really, really interesting and well told, and just incredible tales to share.
Great, thanks. It was good talking to you again.
Yeah, you too, Betsy. Thanks so much. That's Castlegar News reporter Betsy Klein getting us up close to a few West Kootenai residents who dodged some terrible circumstances following extraordinary escapes, one from an avalanche and two others from a knife-wielding intruder.